All right, currently at $3.60. So that's the clash in race 7. You can take the opinions of the boys. Adam, your last comes up in race 8 tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. And then this time I am starting with Team Hawks. I'm against Team Hawks and Brad in the race prior there. I'm not only against Brad in the race prior there, but I'm very much against Renewal because I was backing him and backing him and backing him down in Melbourne, and then he skipped up the highway, and of course when I wasn't on, home he went. So Renewal's a bit of a troll of mine, so I'm anti-Renewal for sure. But yeah, I'm jumping on the Team Hawks train in the next race there with Hart Conquered, who's a good talent, and I think he can go on with it this preparation. He was always a really keen going horse, Hart Conquered, and saw him last preparation just with racing and racing, he got better and better. And his last two wins before a break there on the wet at Warwick Farm and then on the Kenzo there were fast wins, really good strong rating wins. And while he was below that level first up, I think it was a really good sort of blow the cobwebs off sort of run there at the 1,000 metres. And what he's got with that run, having blown the cobwebs off, is a little edge against all the market rivals here. I thought so, Cradle Mountain and Deprive, who missed the run last week, are all first up. So he's got that potentially that little fitness edge. He draws barrier one, and I think he can probably take a sit from there. There's pace everywhere. So Dwayne Dunn's a very cool hand sort of jockey, if you like. So I think he'll be happy to sort of hand up. And you'll want Hart Conquered to drop his head in that spot. But I think by this stage of the day, they'll be rolling off the fence. There'll be plenty of gaps for him to sort of pick his way through. And he's going to be prominent up in that sort of pace area anyway. So if he gets the splits, Hart Conquered with that little fitness edge. And as I said, I think from where he's handicapped at the moment, his best form at the back of last preparation is as good as anything that he's got to knock off here anyway. So yeah, I thought he was a great price. I thought of those horses in the market, I was happy enough to mark him favourite. So where he sits in the betting there appeals to me for sure. Number 12, Hart Conquered in race 8.
Yeah, $6 right now before the TAB early bird specials. They kick in, as I say, from 5 o'clock this afternoon, 5 to 8 for the extra little percentage cut. So running through them, the 3 for Adam Blinko from Racing and Sports for Randwick, 4-6 Occupy, 7-13 Organza, and Hart Conquered. I forgot to write its number down. It's race 8.
Number 12.
Thank you for that. So they're the 3 for Adam. And for Brad Gray, it's 5-5 Colding, 6-4 Ready to Profit, and 7-11 Renewal. Hey, Adam, thanks for jumping in and filling the boots of Simon Dinopoulos. Hope it's a winning weekend, mate.
Yep, I hope so too.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Blinko there. And Brad, lots of information around Randwick and everything else that's going on through the Racing New South Wales website.
Yes, certainly, Andrew. There'll be a bit happening there this afternoon.
Good on you. Got, thanks, Brad. Brad Gray thanks, joining us there from Racing New South Wales. And finally, Tim Ryan from the TAB Thoroughbred Wagering Team, the team that set all the prices. Love to get a feel of Tim's thoughts. Morning to you, mate.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Very well. Nice weather here in Brisbane and nice weather back in Sydney on a good four at Randwick. We've had a few scratchings. The two-year-olds, of course, a lot of them running up here. Where are you going, mate?
I'm going to give the two-year-old a miss. I'm really excited to see what Reloaded does there. Barrier 1 could be a little bit tricky. So, look, he might have his work cut out just from the barrier and just find his run. But he's got a bit of class. I'm excited to see what he can do heading up towards the JJ Atkins.
All right. So where do we start?
We're going to go with race 4 with number 4, Wolf. Look, this Japanese bred gelding, he looks really promising star in the making for the Waterhouse Bot team. His only defeat came first up. He missed the start that day. 1,400, probably a little bit unsuitable. It was a sprint home. He still ran well to run second, but look, I love the other day. Gay and Adrian, they stepped him straight up to the 1,900 at Canterbury. And look, he took a sit there. There was a bit of pressure early, and I wasn't sure whether that would suit this horse, especially with a couple going round it early around about 600. He looked in a bit of trouble, but when the gap opened, he showed a dynamite turn of foot. One easy, one running away. Beat Welsh Legend there. Welsh Legend went up to Doomben last week and placed in the Group 2 Doomben Roses. So that's got to be great form for this. I'm at Wolf to lead tomorrow, but as we saw last start, he's pretty versatile. Tim Clark, he'll sum it up there. And look, currently even money, we might get a bit better with the early birds, but I'm pretty sure he'll start in the red tomorrow. Wolf's my best bet of the day.
Righto, for Gay Adrian and Tim Clark stays back there to ride a few of these tomorrow. So that's race 4, number 4, Wolf. And where's your other one?
Race 6, we're going with number 15, Godolphin. Three-year-old filly for Godolphin. Resumed after nearly a year off. I'm not sure whether it had an injury there or what happened, but returned to Canterbury and was a dynamic winner there. James McDonald just gave nothing else a chance. He led from barrier one and never really troubled. So no doubt she'll improve with fitness second up after nearly a year off. She showed last prep she's up to better class. She ran fourth in a Group 3 race over in Adelaide at Morsfield and led him up that day. It wasn't disgraced, only beaten a length. So tomorrow, Tim Clark takes the ride. So again, sticking with Tim Clark. Barry 12, maybe a touch awkward, but look, it's Randwick Rail True. You know, it's not too much of a disadvantage sitting wide, especially over the sprint trip. So hopefully Tim can put it in a nice striking position there. And with any luck, Godolphin's going to be pretty hard to beat. Currently about 3:30. I do think we'll definitely get a little bit better in the early birds and probably maybe get a little bit better tomorrow. But keen to be with the three-year-old filly on the way up.
Yep, Godolphin 3:30, as you say, in front of Zonk at 4:40. So the two for Tim, 4:04 Wolf and 6:15 Godolphin. Thanks for your time, Tim. We'll hear from you on Wednesday again.
Thanks, Andrew.
Tim Ryan there from our Tab Thoroughbred Wagering Team. That's it for our news hour here from Eagle Farm. Hope you've enjoyed the guests and got plenty out of it. We're broadcasting from here tomorrow morning with the regulars. Duff will be here and Glenn Munsey from Tab and lots of Randwick key interviews on air tomorrow morning from 6:30. We're totally geared for another massive Saturday.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Jeffrey Rush has been awarded with just under $3 million in his defamation case against the Daily Telegraph newspaper. The Oscar winner was last month awarded $850,000 over stories alleging he behaved inappropriately towards a colleague. The additional award includes more than $1 million for past economic loss as a result of the published story. It's the highest defamation payout awarded in Australia to a single person. However, an appeal is underway, which could see the decision overturned. High-profile Australian racehorse owner Damien Flower has been charged over his alleged role in smuggling cocaine on commercial flights from South Africa. The 47-year-old is one of three people arrested after authorities uncovered the alleged drug trafficking ring operating out of Sydney Airport. Flower is facing six charges, accused of importing a total of 55 kilograms of the drug. And more than 2 million people are expected to flock to Sydney's CBD to gaze at the colourful projections and sculptures in the annual Vivid Festival that kicks off tonight. Over the next 23 nights, Sydney will come to life. Lights kick on from 6 p.m. with installations around the CBD as well as Taronga Zoo, Chatswood and Luna Park. Making headlines in sport this morning, Panthers coach Ivan Cleary admits his side's win over the Eels last night lacked polish but described the much-needed result as gritty and tough. Penrith looks set for a second consecutive defeat when Parramatta went 8-0 up after just 7 minutes, but Nathan Cleary led the team to a 16-10 win. Meanwhile, Gold Coast's woeful start to the 2019 season has led the club's board to order a mid-year review of its football department. The Titans let a 16-0 lead slip last weekend to fall to a 22-16 loss to Canterbury, leaving them with a 2-8 record. It's the Titans' worst start to an NRL campaign. And Buddy Franklin will play his first match since round 5 after missing over a month of football with that hamstring injury. And Daniel Ricciardo believes his transition to Renault is on the improve as he prepares to defend his Monaco Formula One Grand Prix crown. Ricciardo, I should say, struggled in the first two practice sessions overnight, clocking in at 11th and 17th. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio, in conjunction with Harness Racing New South Wales, celebrates the annual Breeders' Challenge Series.
And it's Rock Fisherman with the beautiful running behind the leader. Moves up and goes straight on by.
Over the next few weeks, some of the state's best bred pacers over all age groups will clash at major tracks. They're all chasing positions in regional finals and the lucrative grand final day at Tabcorp Park Menangle on June 30. Harness Racing's New South Wales Breeders' Challenge on Sky Sports Radio.
Coringle Stud is offering great Great value stallions in 2019 with attractive all-inclusive breeding packages. The Thoroughbred Nursery in the heart of the Riverina is excited to offer breeders the dual Group 1 winner prized icon, a son of champion sire More Than Ready, and from the stakes-winning Dane Hill Mare Tropical Affair, to stand alongside proven Group 1 producers Dewport, Magic Albert, and the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875. Join us at Royal Randwick for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day on Saturday, May 25. Featuring an exciting 9-race fixture in support of Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation Race Day at Royal Randwick. Advanced tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $80. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the best start every morning with racing and sports. Sunday, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend talks to the newsmakers from the features at Eagle Farm and Randwick. Plus, Peter Peters and Bulldog Richie talk rugby league.
Depends who you believe. There's a lot of scuttlebutt around the edges at the moment that Manly is for sale.
Your best Sunday start from 7 is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 14 past 10, a big day of racing today at Casino. We're going to find out what the track conditions are like. Renee Opisco joins me now. Morning, Renee.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How's the day there at Casino?
It's a beautiful day. Sun's shining. Everything just looks great. We're ready to go for a big day.
Fantastic. Now, how have you rated the track?
Traded a good 4. The stewards are actually out checking it at the moment, so if there's any changes, I'm sure you'll find out about them.
All right, we will. Now, does the rail move at Casino, or is it in the true all the time?
In the true.
In the true.
True position, yep.
All right, beautiful. So you've got a beautiful day and a good 4 there. So all in all, you've got a fantastic day for racing.
We have. 9 races today. Gates open at 11 o'clock. It should be a wonderful day.
All right, terrific. Enjoy it, Renee, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Renee Opisco there from Casino. Now it's 10:15. Gary Cleese's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Couldn't get an absolute better day here. Big day for the Casino Race Club. Beef Week Cup Day. The town's been in activity for the last week, and they've got an absolute glorious day, and this track's in an immaculate condition with a really big field. So we've got 9 races, and we're going to try to find 9 winners here today.
All right. Now, the first one, Badoosh, 210. Number 2, Underwood, 230. 2, Shanahan is $5. Number 4, Let's Talk a Deal, 16. 5, Nice for Torch, 61. 6, She's Got Mail, 126. 7, Striking Princess, 10 and 8. Trinzano, 34. Favourite number 1, Badoosh, 210.
Race 1, Sean, I've gone 1, 2, 3, 7. Look, I'm with the toppy here, Badoosh. He's had the one run back, and he was wide the trip. He just had no luck down the back. It went pear-shaped for him. And Underwood beating 0.1 of a length, I think he's had an improvement off him. And if he's done that, and stepping up to the 1,200 metres on a little bit bigger track, he'll be hard to beat. Like I said, Underwood beating here, and she's the danger. I mean, I've just got that little bit of a query with her. She's got to go to the 1,200 metres, and she goes from the 55.5 to the 57.5. But still, look, there was merit in a win. Shanahan, the 3, I've got a watch on it from the Chris Munn stable. Debuted the Sunny Coast back in January and was very green on debut. Has been gelded, regimes here with no trials, but he's coming out of a pretty good maiden there at the Sunny Coast. And 7, Striking Princess, only a lightly raced filly. She's had 7 starts. She's been placed 3. She's coming off a good second at Warwick last start and gets no weight on her back from a good gate. 1, 2, 3, and 7 in race 1.
Race 2, 1 Hidden Storm, 16, 2 out, 3 Montana Miss, 324, you were 19, 5, we got in 151. Number 6, Exploding Star, 280, 7, Army Grand, 19, 8, Barney Gold, 51, 9, Marina Stormy, 81, 10, Runner Mark, 9, 11, Third Crossing, 460, and 4, Delta Eagle, 950. 6, Exploding Star.
Yeah, Sean, yeah, race 2, yeah, not nice race here for the maidens over the 1,000 metres, and my numbers are 3, 6, 10, and 11. I'm in the first starter, 3, Montana Miss. He's a 4-year-old gelding. He's by Bradbury's Luck. He's trained by Paddy Randall here at Casino, so he does all his work here. He's had two soft trials, both at Lismore, one back in April and one 13 days ago, and Cyril Smore has rode him in both trials and he's here to ride him today, and you just don't get a better gate than One Alley for him. Six Exploding Star, she's had two runs back. I love the run at Grafton first up. She led there, and Supreme Diva wore her down and run her down late, beating a 0.2 of a length. I thought she was disappointing at Mwoolumbah. Maddie Dunn did step her up to the 1,200 metres, and look, she was wide down the back, but she was beaten 2.5 lengths. I think the key to her, that he brings her back here to the 1,000 metres. 10 run amok. She was placed at Ipswich two runs ago, and she was another one that was disappointing at Mwoolumbah. Maybe the track had a little bit to do with that, but she's certainly a lot better than that last run. And 11 Valley Crossing, she's had a heap of chances to win, but the beauty about her from that gate, that two alley, she'll just sit right off the speed. So she's always thereabouts. She's one you'd never leave out of the multiples. 3, 6, 10 and 11 in race two.
Third event, one Ignite Magic, 31, two Mexican Yields, 17, three Swiddlers, 26, four NAS, 1, 5 NES, $1.50, number 6 Bell, just 12, 7 Rally Points, 34, 8 out, 9 Red Lions, 101, 10 She's on the Money, 18, 11 Village Locks, 370, and 12 September Girls, 17, $1.50 for 5 NES.
Yeah, Sean, race 3, it's another second division of this 1,000 metre maiden. They've got a capacity feel here. 5, 11, 2 and 3 for me. Look, she looks awfully hard to beat. She's short on the market on tab as 5. Any Effel, she run second first up and Makuro run her down late and beat her a length. And she went to Grafton in a good maiden and Rest of the World, a smart filly. Went up and grabbed her at the 100 metre mark and drew away and beat her. But she's run 58.38 and 58.73 at a two runs this time in. And she won't find any easier race than what she's got here. I got the danger of 11 Vintage Lux, had the one run back, went to Tamworth first up and run 6-14 behind Polka. He's come out to run second in a highway on Saturday and draws a lot better today. Two Mexican Yell. I've got to watch on him. Ben Robinson's got this guy from Bow Desert. He only had three goes last preparation, two of them at Doomben and one at Bow Desert, where a heap of winners have come out of the race and he hasn't taken into the trials. He's drawn a bit of a sticky gate, but he's a dead set yard watch in the yarn. And three Twigglers is resuming for a new stable, was nominated and accepted and scratched from Moree yesterday and left for here today from the Wayne Aikville stable. So I'll take a little bit of lead, particularly on the dry circuit, may suit him a lot better. 5, 11, 2 and 3 in race 3.
The fourth one out, 2 Malawi Gold, $1.75, 3 Scald, 81, 4 V Watch, 411, 5 No Doubt, 86.50, 6 Normanton, 81, 7 Fool's Dream, 34, 8 out, 9 Airedale, 13, 10 Glum Alive, 9, 11 Maximus, 21, number 12 Mini Minna is $11, 13 Perfectly Posh, 17, 14 She's a Heartbreaker, 81, 15 Spurred On, 41, 16 out, 17 Gypsy Aria, 81, 18 out. Favourite is number 2 Malawi Gold, $1.75.
Yeah, we go to the other maiden, Sean, over the 1,400 metres, race 4 and 210, 4, 5. I think you can take the lead with the Matt Dunn runner. He had the top weight, Mass Poeta, and scratched him and left Malawi Gold in the 2. And he looks awfully hard to beat. He's a former Victorian horse. He'd had one trial for Matty at the Gold Coast, and he trialled up good. And then he ran third at Mwoolumbah behind Vin Rouge, beating 1.3. He just looked in running that the tight circuit didn't suit him. So he'll go to a big track here today. He would have improved a lot off that first up run, and he draws okay. He'd be very hard to beat from the Dunn Yard. Finn Come Alive, look, she's getting fitter. She's had three solid runs back, and each time you see her in the yard, she gets that little bit better. But the beauty about it today is that lightweight, which she had 57 last start, she gets 54, and she draws one alley. So she's going to get a lovely run in transit. 4B Watchful, an improving filly all the time from the Stephen Lee stable. She's had a 1,000 and a 12-15 under her belt, go straight up to the 1,400 metres. Probably the run on there. She didn't run on the other day, the 5, no doubt, a lady from the Dwayne Smith stable, but she's another one that went to Mwoolumbah and didn't really put in, but she's certainly a lot better than that. She's one mare that'll be getting off a quick speed and finding the line late. 2.10, 4 and 5 in race 4.
Race 5, one up for
Easter's 550.
Van Largo, 25, 3 with a chance, 17. Shea Drift, 395, Newbank, 418, 6, 126, 7, Academy, 15, 8, Toffee Drop, 26, 10, Chicago, 71, 11, Our Boy Ben, 61, 12, 526, and 13, near the Boy, 61, 14 out. Favourite, number 2, Bam at Belago, $2.25.
Yeah, this is a good race, Sean. Class 2, it's run over 1,000 metres, and they'll run here, and I'm 2-1, 5 and 4, and I think Matt Dunn can have a big day. He's got 2 grand of Delago. She was just ultra-impressive to win at Grafton 25 days ago. She drew 11 gates. She hit the ground running, and she absolutely blew them away. She won by 3.3 lengths. She had 55 and a half. She gets 56 and a half today, so she's only penalised a kilo on that win, and she'll hit the ground, and she'll be hard to beat. And two ultra-3S, he finds a good ear today because that alley's important to him. He's one of those hard horses to ride. He knows him really good, Matty McGowan. He's got to hide him away from the good day and bide his time and get there at the right time on him. But with the speed in the race from the good alley, he'll be able to do it. By Dewbank, I loved his run first up. I would have liked to see it probably 1,100 metres or 1,200 metres, but maybe with the speed cracking, he can get back and find the line. And for Ashio Drift, she has done nothing wrong since joining the Johnny Shelton yard. She run third in a maiden at Coffs. She went to Grafton and run second, and she's led all the way to win her last two. She's got a bad alley today. That's the only minus with her, but other than that, she's in super form. 2-1, 5 and 4 in race 5.
Race 6, 1 crooked gent, $9.50, Ballarinard, $3.60, $3.90, $2.70. 4 Ballarinard is $10.55, soft top, 35 at the 19. 7 Happy Room, 71, 8, 9, My Cousin Red, 126. 10 Spice at 31, 11 out, 12 Julianne's Wish, 10. 13 Cheval Rapide, 61, 14 Tio Torre, 8, 19, 15 Pajamas, 18, 16, that's Madness, 26, 17, 18 out. Favourite 270, number 3, Doctor on Ice.
It's a good race, Sean, race 6 here. It's a benchmark 58 at front over the 1,200 metres. And 4-2-3-1 for me. I'm with the 4, Lee Beau Renard. He's had 2 runs back. He's from the Lindsay Hatch Stable out of Toowoomba. He's run 3rd, first up at Toowoomba. And then he got a mile out of his ground over 1,050 the other day and screamed home late. He waxed the blinkers on him. He steps him straight up to the 1,200 metres where his best form is. And I think if he can only reproduce what he's done in his 2 months this time in, it'll be hard to beat. La Renard, the 2, in a new stable now in the Michael Costa yard. We haven't seen this mare at the races for 6.5 months, but we did see her at a trial a couple of weeks ago at Mooloolaba, which she won a barrier trial there by 5 lengths. She was very, very good in the trial, so she's only got to bring that trial form to race form here to the yard to beat. 3 Doctor and Ice, nothing wrong with his first up run. He worked hard. He just found Winner Sonata a little bit too good for him on the line, but he gets a softer gate. He gets back to a 58 rating, which will help. And the key runners have won Crooked Gent. We haven't seen him at the races for nearly 6 weeks. Leo Clappen trained him here at Casino. He's a horse that normally gets a long way out of his ground, but he likes speed on, and he's a horse that can get to the outside and really find the line. So he's one horse that, if he's in striking distance at the 200-metre mark, he could nearly run a home over the top of them. 4-2-3-1 in race 6.
Race 7, 1 Boomer, 4.62, Phil Prince, $8. 3 Puzzling, 1-19, 4 Patriot, 4 Even. 5 Alma, 7, number 6, 1 to Boom, 10, 7 High Cost, 420, 8 Dolce Vita, 23, 9 number Jet, 31, 10 Sensterra, 15, 11 Upstart, 31, 4 even for number 4 Patriot.
Race 7, Sean, it's race 7, 7, 4, 5, 10. This is the flying over 1,000 metres, and they are going to hit the ground and run. And I'm with the 7 High Cost. Greg Cornish has got him at Bow Desert. He's had 4 runs back. He's been in the money all of 4. He's been carrying 57.5 and 60.5 kilos. He's 4 runs this time in. He won't know what it's got on his back today with a 6-kilo weight drop. He's probably got an awkward alley, but with the speed up there, he might be able to just tag him behind horses like Patriot and Wonder Boom or Boomwar. So all he needs is an ounce of luck from a real bad gate. Full Patriot, he's on the quick backup from winning the Gunnedah Lightning 5 days ago. I mean, he's not the type of trainer, Johnny Spraggs, to back one up if they hadn't done good. So I think you've got to take the lead there. And he just draws that good gate to get a nice run. 5 Elmas, good to see him back in form. He's the last start winner at Toowoomba over 1,100 metres. He hit the line good to win there. He's just got to come back to the 1,000 metres. That's my only query with him. And I give 10 Sierra a chance. Coming off that last start at Grafton, he was huge. He missed 50. 4 or 5 lengths, and he ripped home hard. Prior to that, he'd won a 58 rating here with the big weight, but he only gets 52 kilos on his back, but he does need to leave the gates clean. 7, 4, 5, and 10 in race 7.
And race 8, the Beef Week Cup, 1 Perfect Dare, $11, number 2, Apollo Boom, 6, 3 Gold Symphony, 34, 4 Landmarks, 12, 5 FOMO, 6.50, Number 6, Chloride, 34. 7, Queen of Kingston, 230. 8, Land Office, 18. 9, O'Driscoll, 17. 10, Canberra, 18. 11, Constantine, $10. 12, Anne Bonny, 61. 13, Fabini, 34. 14, Chintel's Lies, 101. 15, 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite, 230. 7, Queen of Kingston.
Yeah, Sean, this is a good race. This is the Beefway Cup run over the 1,400 metres. It's worth $16,740 to the winner, and on 7514, and she's just cracking Queen of Kingston. She really is. She ran second in the qualifying championships at Grafton behind La Scopa. She went to the country championships at Royal Randwick behind Noble Boy, beating 3.5, and she had no luck the other day, the poor little girl. She was 3 and 4 wide the whole trip, and she had the audacity to go up and hit the front, but just that early effort told on her. There is scratchings here today, and that brings her into the 8th gate. The 1,400 will suit her, where her all overall 1,400 metres record is good. Five FOMO, I think he's the key runner. That one from the Lindsay Hatchard. He's had one run back. He ran 8 for 12 at Doomben behind F Troop, beating 3.8. He was hampered at the 100 metre mark, and that margin should have been a lot more. He's got a good second up record, and he gets one alley to just get a beautiful run from that gate. One perfect down. Look, I'm leaving him there. I don't know if he's, quite going as good as what he was last preparation, but with him saying that, they have been hard races, his two runs this time in, and he's back an awful lot in grade with a claim. He'll want a bit of luck from a bad gate. In four landmarks, well, he's had four goes here. He's won three. He's won two casino cups. 1,200 didn't suit him a week ago at Grafton. He steps up to the 1,400 metres on his home track. He likes the whole high roll up in front. So if they do let him lead, he'll take a bit of running down. 7, 5, 1, and 4 in race 7.
Righto, the 9th one out, number 2, Excella, is $3.80. Number 3, Follow On, 23. 4, Perino, 480. 5, Tassark, 650. 6, West Rock, 950. 7 out, 8, Serious Dancer, 18. 9 out, 10, Zornja, 850. 11, Villiers, 10. Number 12, Missile Attack, 7. 13 out, 14, Tudor Sunrise, 23. 15, Scopenhauer, 23. And 16, My Boy Salido, 41. The favourite here, 380. Number 2, Excella.
Hey, sorry, go to the last. Sean, I tried to drop one there. This is a Class 3. This is over 1,400 metres and 5.24 and 14. And I would dress up. I don't think he's done anything wrong. He ran second at Grafton 4 runs ago. He ran third at the Gold Coast 3 runs ago. He's coming off a win at Grafton 2 runs ago. And then he hit a soft track at the Gold Coast last start, and Hacksaw Ridge beat him a length. He'll get a dry circuit. He probably needs a little bit of luck from that gate, but it is a good running down the back from the 1,400 metres. 2 Excella, she's beautifully placed. She's had 3 runs back. She's a winner at Ipswich 2 runns ago. She went to the Gunsin Group 3 behind Gemsong. She was beaten a long way, but this is an awfully easier race with a gate and with a claim for Emily Atkinson. Perorino, the 40, is a watch horse. He's now in the Gary Nielsen stable. He was formerly trained by Danny Williams. He went around 20 days ago on a highway at Randwick on the Kensington track behind Week on Kerr, beaten 4.6, so that's good enough form for a race like this. And I give the 14 a chance here, Tudor Sunrise. She's been going well. She gets no weight on her back here on her home track. 5, 2, 4, and 14 in the last. Yeah, I like two best, Sean. I like race 1, number 1, Badouche, and pretty keen on race 5, number 2, Dramla Delago, coming off that really good win at Grafton last start. Quaddy numbers, yeah, I found the quaddy pretty wide, particularly the last three legs. First leg, 4, 2, and 3. Second leg, 7, 4, 5, 10. Third leg, 7, 5, 1, 4. And wide in the last leg also, we're 5, 2, 4, and 14. But we have got beautiful conditions. I'll get a bumper crowd here. And 9 races and very good feels right through the day, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Cleese here, Casino. We'll get his late mail throughout the day. It's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel.